Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's get to this airplane story here.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Lawsuit, NFL player, unnamed or remaining anonymous, says he was sexually harassed and assaulted on a United Airlines flight. Now, this is from L.A. to Newark, New Jersey. It's a civil suit filed in L.A. County Superior Court, seeks unspecified statutory and punitive damages from the airline. So here are the deets. The player and another passenger in the same row made four complaints to flight attendants that the woman was making unwanted sexual advances before she was moved to a different seat.
Yeah, so it wasn't someone from the staff. It was just another passenger on the plane next to them.
The two men are suing United because the airline refused to give them the name of the woman, the flight attendants, and potential witnesses, and because the airline failed to follow policies to respond to sexual harassment and assault on the flight, which was back on February 10th. According to the lawsuit, the men first alerted flight attendants that the woman was disruptive and belligerent and appeared to be intoxicated.
I'm going
to
go ahead and say that appeared is she just was trashed.
I love that they always say that. Allegedly intoxicated.
She was wasted. You were housed. Come on. We know that.
They notified the flight attendants again when the woman made sexual advances toward the NFL player, massaging his knees and thighs.
Again, in Rob's mind right now, I can see the wheels turning. Rob's like, what? He's like, what's wrong with this? And why doesn't this ever happen to me?
Well, what's wrong with it is all in the eye of the beholder.
Well,
and to him, he did not like it.
In this eye, this is bad.
Some people have fantasies about this sort of thing.
Can I get a blanket?
Oh, God.
And someone else said on Spirit Airlines, the sexual harassment comes with the seat.
Oh, yeah, you don't even have to pay for it.
Yeah, you just read the fine print. That's one of the few courtesies that they offer you. It's a no-frills airline, but the sexual harassment comes complimentary.
More than an hour into the flight, the woman's advances intensified, the man alleged, and she allegedly grabbed and groped the player. Flight attendants again were notified. The woman continued her advances.
I'll say this about the woman. She's determined. She's not a quitter. She's willing to just, eye on the prize.
The woman continued pulling off the protective face mask the player was wearing and grabbing his genitals.
Yeah, you can't do that.
That is a no-no.
Yeah, it's a no-no. The mask or the genitals?
The mask. Oh, the genitals. Both. Wait.
Yeah,
both.
You can't do it.
At that point, the player jumped up from his seat and complained in front of the entire plane that the woman was touching him. Oh, boy.
Now, to be fair,
the player went to the rear. Hold on. Let me finish.
He went to the rear. Hey-o.
The player went to the rear of the plane and again notified a flight attendant. So that's the fourth time by my count.
Yeah.
That's when the woman was removed from the row. The lawsuit alleges that United's failure to have or enforce adequate policies and procedures for the prevention of and response to in-flight sexual assaults is a breach of its duty to protect and care for its passengers.
Now, there's going to be a lot of people that roll their eyes because when it comes to men, there is that whole, just no one takes anything seriously. But to be fair, if the roles were reversed and this was some lady sitting on a plane and some guy was massaging her legs and grabbing her genitals, this would be a huge freaking deal. So you don't know what this lady was. Obviously, this guy was really bothered by it. He put in the proper complaints. It is ridiculous, in all seriousness, that it took four times for them to remove this lady. Because I can guarantee you that if a woman said it, it would take one time and that dude would be either kicked off the plane and certainly he would be moved or she would be moved. Although you got to wonder, if you're the player and this kept going on, why didn't you just get up and move seats or be like, no, move me seats?
Maybe it was full.
Yeah. It's hard to believe that someone could raise a ruckus and have it not taken seriously. But again, this may be the plight of the guy being like, hey, man, this lady's creeping me out.
Don't you think, too, that I don't know if the flight attendants were male or female, but don't you think, too, if like an NFL player, I mean, I'm picturing a guy who can handle himself.
Yeah.
Don't you think that perhaps because the roles were reversed and it was woman and he was the complainant, complainer, whatever it is, that maybe they don't take it as seriously when they hear that?
I think there's an element of that.
You know,
imagine I'm a bigger guy, right? If I'm sitting there and I go to the flight attendant and let's say there's a 5-foot, 90-pound woman sitting next to me and I'm like, hey, this lady is harassing me and is making me really uncomfortable. I do think that there is an element of maybe an eye roll or, you know, whatever. Like this.
Or like after the first complaint, you're like, okay, we'll keep an eye on this.
Sure.
And then the second complaint, you're like, all right.
But four times.
Yeah, four's too much.
Well, three. And then the fourth time that someone actually did something about it. Look, the guy's got a case. I mean, if this
all
is.
All you got to do is move her.
Yeah, it just seems bewildering to me. And again, two sides to every story. Wait and see how it plays out. But it is baffling that they didn't do something about it. Be like, hey, the lady's creeping me out. Even if it's a full plane, I've seen them do this all the time where they switch someone's seats.
Yeah.
Or you go back and you sit back where the flight attendant sit. It's not that hard of a situation to rectify if someone took it seriously. Now, again, we'll wait and see how it plays out. It's interesting to hear NFL players sexually, harassed and assaulted, right? If you're grabbing someone's genitals and it's unwanted, that's assault, brother. Can't do that. That's a no-no.
Oh, that's not what the president said.
Oh, well, that's only if you're famous. We don't know if he's famous.
And is that like the bleach thing?
And this lady that was famous, or the lady that was grabbing it, she's not famous. So you can't do it. Only celebrities can do that.
Well, anyway, the guy, whoever the NFL player, and there was another guy, too. How about that guy?
Yeah.
The guy's just in the middle seat.
Yeah, he's like,
or whatever.
He's like, what the hell is
maybe
going
on? Maybe on the aisle. I don't know.
What the hell is going on?
Yeah. He was dragged into it.
Yeah.
But he's now with the, I don't know if he was with the NFL player, but they're together in the lawsuit.
Yeah, they're together. Well, whether he was with them or not, he witnessed what was going on. I mean, honestly, I would feel bad if I was sitting next to someone and that kept happening and the dude's like, hey, knock it off. And nothing was being done. Yeah, I'd back the guy up. It's a crappy thing to have happen to you. No, now, bottom line is no one should feel uncomfortable and no one should be having parts of themselves grabbed when you don't want them. Now, if you do want them, then that's that's a great thing. But then she's just
a guy that won't be ready to play for at least 4 years.
There's another little burp there.
Yeah, if this is a wanted thing, then she's a very nice lady and high fives all around. But that wasn't the case.
Are there air marshals on every flight?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think that's a.
Have you ever seen an air marshal in action?
No.
I haven't either.
I've never had a real huge. I've had some flare ups on planes, but I've never had one had to land because of bad behavior or anything like that.
Yeah,
I've seen some guys get a little uppity or whatever, and the flight attendant threaten them, and most of the time they sit down and shut up. And I've seen people move seats, but no, I've never seen anyone have to spring into action.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.